This is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. The older I get, the more my values in life become clear. To me, my relationship with God comes first, then my relationships with my family and friends. After that is my career, which involves making music, writing, and speaking. And at the bottom of the list would come my selfish pleasures and hobbies I enjoy. But if you were to look at my schedule and my bank account, I'm not sure you would clearly see my priorities in that order. Often I find myself spending what God has given me in the form of time and money on selfish pursuits rather than investing in the things I say that I value. Lately, the Lord's been asking me to reevaluate my priorities in life and make sure that my heart is in the right place. You see, it's easy to say we love God with all our heart, but the true measure of what we love, what we value, can be seen in how we live our lives. As Jesus said in Matthew 6:21, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And what we treasure in our heart, we will naturally give value to through our time, attention, and finances. Even Billy Graham once said, "Give me 5 minutes with a person's checkbook, and I will tell you where their heart is." So, if what I'm spending my time and money on is not lining up with what I say is important to me, maybe it's time to ask the Lord to show me where my heart needs to be changed. Have I allowed something or someone to become too important? Have I allowed myself to become too important? I think at its core, the human heart is desperately self-centered. And it's good to periodically check in with ourselves to see if we need to repent and realign ourselves with the Lord in any way. In the Bible, there were two women who clearly lived their lives in line with their priorities. Luke 21, beginning in verse 1, says, "As Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in 2 very small copper coins. Truly, I tell you," he said, "this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." That story always convicts me. It wasn't the amount given that impressed Jesus, but rather the heart that did the giving. The poor widow gave out of love for God. She showed her faith in him by giving all that she had, knowing she could trust him to take care of her. I look at myself and realize that my faith and love for God are a long way from where I want them to be. Then there's the story of Anna. In Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 36, the Bible says, "There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after marriage, then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem." Here was another lady living in poverty, this time in poverty of family. She lost her husband at a young age, but gave the rest of her life and her time, not to self-pity or pursuing her own pleasures, but rather in service to God. What a sacrifice that seems to us, but she seemed to have done it out of delight. Somehow, the Lord's love was so real to her that he became all she wanted or needed. In both the poor widow and in Anna's life, there was poverty and loss. But in both cases, there was also tremendous wealth of spirit, so much so that the Lord wanted us to know about them. I read these accounts and see that though I may have more than they did in a material sense, my heart is not nearly as rich in love for God. But I know that's what I want to be like, a woman who knows the love of God that surpasses knowledge and would give anything to know him more. I know deep down that as my heart is more and more aligned with God's heart, I will know the joy of God's presence as I never have before. How about you? Does your life reflect where your heart is today? Does your life need adjusting to match your heart? Or perhaps your heart needs to be adjusted as you find yourself valuing things that are not truly valuable. Let's pray and ask God to bring our hearts back into alignment with His. Father, thank you for the example of the poor widow and Anna the prophetess who gave all they had to you out of hearts of faith. We want to know your love in such a way that we too may offer all that we are and all that we have to you in worship. Show us if there's anything in our hearts that's become too important or anything that we've withheld from you. Have your way in us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, we can't make ourselves love God more, but we can ask the Lord to change our hearts and make us more like Him. And the more Jesus becomes the center of our hearts, the more our lives will reflect Him rather than us. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.